20, and I'll go verse 1, probably through 11. And it reads like this. Then came the children of Israel and the whole congregation in the desert of Zin in the month, the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. Yeah. And the people chided with Moses and spoke, saying, would God that we had died with our brothers died before the Lord. And why have you brought up this congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have you made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed or figs or vines or pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. And it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and the beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said to them, hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod. He smote the rock twice. The waters came out abundantly. The waters come out abundantly.
Man.
I want to preach a message tonight for the Lord to be my helper. There's still water in the rock.
Right.
And he's still water in the rock.
Man.
You know it says in Psalm 78:15, he clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink. It says in 78:16, he brought streams also under the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers.
Right.
Behold, he smote the rock and the waters gushed out. And the streams overflowed. That rock tonight represents Christ.
Right.
And the water represents the Spirit of God.
Right.
I've just dropped by here to tell you tonight, Bird Island, he's still water in the rock.
Right.
He's still water in the rock, Christ Jesus. I'm telling you tonight, if you want to drink,
right,
he's still water there. All we have to do is go before the rock,
right,
Christ Jesus. Get on our face before him. I'm telling you, we may feel like we hit a little drought tonight, but he's water in the rock. You know, there's no more than it is in the book of Psalms. As a heart panteth after the water brooks, so that my heart thirsteth after God. I'm telling you tonight, he's still water in the rock. He's still rock, water in the rock, Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, he ain't a wilderness out here in the wilderness to hunger and thirst. I'm telling you, he's going to feed you to the fullest, and he's going to give you a spiritual drink. He's going to give you a spiritual drink. And so many times, these Christians, they dehydrated. They ain't got no drink. They ain't had a fresh drink of water. But I'm telling you tonight, there's water in the rock. There's water there. I'm telling you, all we have to do is ask him. You know it says in one place, if you believe in me, as the scripture is saying, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm telling you, there's water in that rock tonight. There's water. I'm telling you, we don't have to go through a drought. We don't have to be in a drought tonight. We can have a spiritual drink. We can have our thirst quenched. I'm telling you tonight, he's still the one that spoke, the one that hunger and thirst after the righteousness. The same shall be filled. I'm telling you, Bernard, he still wants to give us a drink. He still wants to give us a revival. He still wants to give us an overflowing.
Praise God.
He still wants to overflow us. I'm telling you tonight, I want a spiritual drink. It's no more than it is. You can go up into the mountains of George Moody Springs. Them waters run off of them rock. It comes through a pipe. That's a good cold drink. But tonight I'm talking about a spiritual
your drink.
Right.
Or you won't have to be dehydrated. That's what we need.
Right.
A spiritual drink.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me of the woman in John chapter 4. I'll just go ahead and turn over there with me. John chapter 4. You know, it's the woman at the well. I could quote some of it, but I won't turn to it tonight. We've got some few in number. Let's just turn on over there to it. John chapter 4. It reads like this. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples of John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to Samaria, which he tossed a jar near to the partial ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus then, being weary with his journey, sat thrust on the well, and it was about the night time. Then coming a woman of Samaria to draw water.
Yeah.
Jesus said to her, "Give me to drink."
Right.
For his disciples were gone away to the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, "Hast thou been a Jew asking to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, he would give thee living water."
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, church, that's what we need. We need that living water that flows down from the corridor of heaven. And we need a drink. We need a drink from that well tonight. We need to let down our buckets and take up some and drink a spiritual drink tonight.
Right.
I'm telling you, he didn't send us out here in this wilderness to die. We still got a rock to lean on.
Right.
We still got a rock to talk to.
Praise God.
Telling you, he still gives one drink.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
The woman said to him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well's deep. From whence then thou hast living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and there drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?"
Right.
Jesus answered and said unto him, "Her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
Right.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give, him shall be in him."
Right.
I'm telling you, he shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water.
Right.
Spring it up into everlasting life. I'm telling you, it's a spring of water tonight. You don't have to go through a drought. I'm telling you, you have to be dehydrated. He's taking a little bit of water. You take a runner. I'm telling you tonight, some of them puts a little rock up under their tongue for they can have a little bit more water. But I'm telling you tonight, the rock Christ Jesus, he gives one a good spiritual drink.
Amen.
A good spiritual drink. I'm telling you tonight, you can lead a man to water, but you can't make him drink tonight. But I tell you, I heard some old timers say one time, "Brother Donnie, you can take and put out salt blocks, and I tell you, they'll begin to drink. Lord, just help me tonight and put out a few salt blocks for this assembly to drink tonight."
Right.
Amen. A good spiritual drink.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's what we need.
Amen.
That's what we need. We can't live off of yesterday's drink.
Right.
We got to have one each and every day.
Yep. Amen. Right. Amen.
I can take a top bottle of water right now, twist the top off. I can take me a drink of water. I can tell you, I can take and drink my half of it and set it down. But what good is that water going to do me tomorrow?
Okay.
It's not going to do me no good. I got to have a fresh drink. I got to have a fresh one. I'm telling you tonight, Bert Ann, it's a fresh drink. Everyone at will, they didn't come and drink from the well of salvation freely tonight.
Right.
It's free tonight. He said it's freely gave. All we have to do is pull up to his table tonight, and we can dine with him.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
I'm telling you, don't get weary and well doing. I'm telling you, these drink for those that's weary, the ones that's thirsty. These water that I'm telling you tonight, we just need to cast our net on the right side, and we're going to find, we'll find all we need.
Yes, right, right. Hallelujah.
A good old drink.
Praise God.
I'm telling you, that's what we need, Bernard. We need a renewing. We need a fresh drink.
Yes.
We need a fresh drink of the Holy Ghost.
Right, ma'am.
Yes. We need a fresh wind. We need a fresh fire. I know some people say that, brother, he preaches on the Holy Ghost a lot. Well, you get a hold of this one, we can move on to the next one. We need it. It's needful here in these last days. You need a good old drink. Come on now. He said, come on now. You can drink tonight. You can drink. I'll show you where the watering trough is tonight. If you want to drink, it's up here around these altars. That's a watering trough. That's where we get that thirst. That's where we get it consumed at. That's where we get it taken care of. When you're thirsty, when you're going through a drought, I'm telling you, do what it takes to get a drink. You can take an animal. You know, when the old pond is done when it dry, he'll still go to that place where that water was last day. I'm telling you, it's like that with a saint of God. You might think you're running on low. You may think you're just running on my empty. But I'm telling you tonight, these waters there tonight, these waters for the thirsty. I'm telling you, come on and get it. These water tonight.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
These water.
Yes, they are.
You know, I just in this old country boy speech tonight. Brother, you could be going down the road in the automobile and it'll start steaming. It'll start running over and getting hot.
Yeah.
Needing that good cool water. That's the same way it is with a Christian. When he's going through the fire and the battles of life, he starts overheating. He needs a drink. He needs a spiritual drink. He needs a cool refreshing. He needs the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
He needs that water.
Yes, man.
He can't go without that water. That water is what it's going to take to sustain thee. That's what it's going to take to get you on through.
Yes.
You know, water is a precious substance. You can go without food a whole lot longer than you can water. You got to have water. I'm telling you tonight, the Lord thy God, he knows that you need a little bit of water. He knows that you've been going through a drought. He knows that you need that water. He knows you need that food. He knows you need it tonight. And he's going to give it to you tonight. If you can just reach out with an eye of faith and take hold of what's been reached, you can have it tonight. Water. There's water for the thirsty.
Yes.
You know, the children of Israel, that was a multitude of people. You know, the Lord gave them drink in a desert out of that rock. Yes, you know, he told the men of God, he said, you speak to the rock. You know, Moses wasn't able to go over to the promised land because of that right there. He just got to look on it from far off. But you can drink from that rock tonight. And it was that same rock that he was drinking from, Christ Jesus. That rock don't run dry. It'll sustain thee no matter how big the desert. How big the drought. He's there. He's there tonight. Just bear with me. I feel like preaching. I feel like preaching a little rock.
Yes, Lord.
There's water in the rock.
Yes.
There's still water in the rock.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of people in today's society. They go to the church house. They go out the doors the same way they come in.
Right.
They don't go around the altars and get what they need.
Right.
They don't get a fresh refilling. They don't get a refreshing.
Right. Bless the Lord.
It says in Isaiah 35:6-7, then shall the lame man leap as a hart. and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the deserts. I'm telling you, these streams in the desert, for a child of God, these streams there, these are a place to drink, these are a place to get refreshed. And it says in 35 and 7 of Isaiah, it said, in a parched ground shall become a pool, and a thirsty land springs of water. I'm telling you, that's what the Lord wants to do tonight. He wants to give you a water source. He wants to give you a spring of water.
Right.
He wants to give you water tonight. You know, that's the way it was in the book of Acts. You know, when the day of Pentecost will fully come, when it was all in one mind, one place, in the upper room, when the cloven tongues of the fire, when it set upon each of them, what was they doing? It was getting equipped for the battle. It was getting the thirsty soul filled.
Right.
That's what you got to have.
Right.
That's what you got to have here in these last days. You know, it's hard. So it's like here in these last days to keep your own head above the water.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, when you got the Lord on your side, there's a pool there. There's a place to pull water from.
Yes. Amen.
He didn't send you out here to die with dehydration, to die with a thirst.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he gave us equipment to use. He gave us something to draw with before we can get our thirst sustained.
Yeah, amen. Right.
You know, when that woman at the well, she said, the well is deep, and you have nothing to draw with.
Right.
You want me to tell you what you draw with tonight? You draw with faith.
Right.
That's how you get water out of the well of salvation. You draw with faith.
Right.
I'm telling you, old man, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Right.
Because the one that believes he is, the one that comes to him, got to believe he is. And he's a rewarder tonight to the ones that diligently seek him.
Right.
That's the ones that's going to give the water to, the ones that seek his face.
Right, amen.
You know, if you don't seek him, you're going to die.
Right.
If you don't pray, you're going to die.
Right.
If you don't read the word of God, you're going to die. That's food. That's water to the soul. The word of God.
Yes, amen.
Who am I preaching to tonight?
Praise God.
Be still. Water in the
rock.
You know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to tarry tonight. But I'm telling you tonight, these water, these feelings tonight, these refillings of the Holy Ghost tonight.
Glory to God. Bless him, Lord.
You know, I look at that big assembly that was out there in the wilderness. The biggest church, I tell you, that a man's eyes ever seen.
Right.
And the Lord gave them water right out of the rock. And you know he did fill them with meat right there in the desert. I'm telling you tonight, he can feed you.
Right.
And he can water you.
Yes.
He can give you the water you need tonight.
Right, amen.
And some of us in here, we got water, but it's been dammed up. It's been dammed up tonight. What dams up the water flow is sin. It's a little leaving. A little leaving, leaving the whole lump. I want to tell you how you take and blow up that dam. You do it by repentance. You do it by prayer. And you can blow up the dam. And you can have the water that you need tonight. Surely there it is. Woo! These water. He's water for the thirsty.
Yes.
He's water for the weary.
Praise God.
It's there for you tonight, church. It's there for you.
Yes.
You know,
God.
Sometimes we just sit around. I'm going to sit here and see what's happening. Don't sit around and die for a thirst. Get what you need tonight.
Praise God.
Get what you need.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I know it's small in number tonight. But he said, we're two or three gathered together in my name. There I am in the midst. And he also said in one place, fear not, little flock. It's the Father's dead pleasures to give unto you the kingdom. He wants to give you the kingdom tonight.
Yes. Praise God.
Who am I preaching to?
Bless him, Lord.
Who am I preaching to?
Praise God.
No, it ain't always a shout. It's not. But I'm trying to tell you something tonight.
to get you through.
Yes.
That'll get you through.
Yes.
You know, you can take a man that's got a thirst. He gets weak if he don't get his thirst took care of. He starts getting weaker. Yes. Yes. Go without water for a while, and you'll see.
Yes.
You'll start getting weak. That's what we got to have spiritually.
Yes.
We got to have the spirit of the living God. We got to have it operating in our midst. That's what we need tonight. We need all that the Lord's got in store for us. There's an old song they used to sing when I was coming along. I want it all. I want it all. I want all the Lord's got in store for me. You know, when you hear saved, you need to be sanctified. You need to be sanctified, holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, which will make you a candidate for the sweet Holy Ghost. That way he can water you at every watering hole that you come by.
Yes. Praise God.
You know, just obeying God tonight. I can remember when I came along. I don't know why I'm going this way. But there's some in the church that's been there 12 and 13 years. And hadn't had the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Hadn't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I told the pastor, I said, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be one of them that's been around the creek bank for year after year, day after day, and not been filled with a precious, sweet Holy Ghost. I want it. I want it. And I tell you, the Lord sing my thirst, and he opened to me a fountain of living water.
Praise God.
He still does the work.
Yes, he does.
He still does the work. He said it's for you, and for me, and for all, as many as the Lord thy God should call.
Yeah, right.
Brother Donnie, it's for us, brother. It's for our children.
Right.
It's for our grandchildren. It's for our grandchildren's children.
Right.
It's for us tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
He said in the last day, he said, I will pour my spirit out on upon what? All flesh.
Right.
All flesh. Is anybody exempt in all? There ain't nobody exempt. He said he'd do it. We just got to take him for his word.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
You know, I could go back. You know, I preached a message one time. You know, the Azusa Street Revival. You know, people was going down there for them. I think it was colored people. Some of them, they prayed and they fasted. They tarried and waited on God. They wanted to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, when it finally did happen, there was missionaries, there was evangelists, there was preachers, there was pastors, all going down to Azusa Street and getting baptized with the Holy Ghost. And they was taking it back and preaching it to their flock. And I tell you, it was revived. He had that thirst quenched tonight.
Right. Yeah. Praise God.
You know, there ain't going to be no worldwide revival, but there's going to be a remnant. There's going to be a remnant that he's going to pour his spirit out.
Yes. That's right.
You know, a few over here, a few over there, I'm telling you, that makes up the true body of Christ, he's going to give him spiritual drink.
Yeah, man.
He's going to give it to him.
Right.
He's going to give him everything they need.
Right.
You know, that's why it says in Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things,
right,
which thou knowest not. He can show us things here in these last days, and we just have enough faith to believe it.
Right. Yes.
You know, it's the same way today as it was back in the old church. It's still the same way. If you get thirsty, if you start drinking from the rock, if you start drinking from that rock, Christ Jesus, it's no more the way the elders did when Brother Hart said he's seen it. When it touched the hot stove pipes, get hot coals out, and we drank from the rock, we can do the same thing. Why is that, preacher? Because it's the same today, same tomorrow, same forevermore.
Right.
He changes not.
Right.
People change.
Right. Oh, man.
The same rock
right
that they drank from. It's the same rock we drink from today.
Because
that rock that he drank from was Christ.
Yes.
Right there in that wilderness, that rock was symbolic. It was a type of Christ. That's what he drank from.
Yes. Amen.
You know, we can still see things. And we just get thirsty enough.
Yes, amen.
And we start getting thirsty enough and start getting drunk.
Hallelujah.
You know, how can you make them drink over tonight? There's no more than this right here. You got to throw out the salt blocks.
Right.
You know, you can't make people drink. But if you take a bit of salt to them, you be salt to them long enough,
they'll
begin to drink.
Yes,
they'll begin to take hold. I'm telling you tonight, I might be taking a sowing a seed tonight. I tell you, Brother Donnie, he might come by and water it, but it's God that gives the increase tonight, and he wants to give increase on his people tonight.
Yes, amen.
Not only here, but everywhere.
Right.
He wants to give increase. I'm telling you tonight, so many of us may feel like we got the mother grubs, but I'm telling you tonight, tears may be endured for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. You're a child of God.
Praise
God. Joy. He's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And it's
God.
Hallelujah. Who am I preaching to?
Bless the Lord.
There's still water in the rock.
Yes.
There's still water.
Yes.
There's still water.
Yes.
You know, you can take a racer. Or they're racing on foot. Or they're racing on bicycles. They got that water source right there up underneath them where they can take the water. I'm telling you, you got to have that water.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing tonight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Birdland, I'm telling you, the saints of God, here's the water trough tonight. Do you want to drink? Do you want to drink?
Yes,
he said, come and drink tonight. He'll sustain that thirst.
Yes, amen.
This strength for the weary.
Yes.
Why do people get weary tonight? Because they get on a thirst. And they don't see it get fulfilled, brother. They start going through things. So I want more of God. I want more. Why ain't I getting what I need? I'm telling you, why you get what you need? You ain't going to the rock enough. You keep going to the rock enough, you'll get what you need tonight.
Right. Right.
Go to the rock that you was hewn out of. I tell you, that's where you got to go. That's where you got to go when you're thirsty.
Right. Amen.
You know, you can take one of the best known evangelists in the United States. You can drop them out in any church that you want to drop them at. If the church is not ready to receive, that man can't do nothing for them. He cannot make them drink. The church has got to be willing to push back all the weight and all the sin that's always going to be sent from the night and start drinking from the rock.
Right. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I heard a message one time, Brother Kurt Phillips preaching. You know, you watch Lee Hammer, and I don't. You know, where that viper got on old Paul, he shook it off in the fire. He said, it's time to shake the snake and build a fire. That's what we need tonight, Bird. We need a Holy Ghost fire. We need it to saturate us. We need it to burn us tonight.
Yes, amen.
You're right.
Praise God.
He'll sustain you with water.
Yes.
What did he do for the man of God, Elijah? Sent him by the water brook, didn't he? When the land was in drought, he sent him by the water brook.
Yes.
I'm telling you now, brother, sister, the whole world may be in drought, but Jesus Christ is that water brook.
Yes.
That's one you can drink from tonight. Who am I preaching to?
Bless the Lord. That's the truth.
Who am I preaching to? Are you thirsty tonight? Are you thirsty?
Yes.
You know, there's water for the thirsty. You know, that's just the morning right here. You can set up a big water fountain. And there was a desert land out there. And there was a water fountain right here. So you can have all you want. All you have to do is come and drink. How many do you think will come and get it? That's what I'm telling you tonight, Birdland. There's a big water fountain right here. And all you have to do is come and drink.
Right.
Who wants to be the first one to drink tonight?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
These altars is open. I preach long enough. I can't do it, but Lord, to thy God, he can. Are you thirsty tonight? Are you thirsty? Where you get a drink from? It's right around the altars. That's where you get it from.